Well, today a federal judge in New York ruled that NSA's collection was legal and valuable to U.S., the United States fight against terrorism. And, you know, we have NSA has been following the law all along. We have checks and balances as far as privacy is concerned. And the Supreme Court has upheld what we call the metadata, which is the content of a phone call and a number, but no address, no content, nothing of that nature whatsoever.
Do you think this is a big victory for the NSA today?
Well, I think it's not a victory. I think what we have to do is do what's right for America, follow the laws, protect our privacy and constitutional rights. And the opinion really has upheld 18 other judicial opinions and the Supreme Court. There's a case called Smith versus Maryland, and that is a Supreme Court case that holds metadata is not a violation of your constitutional rights. Again, there's not your name there. There's no content. It's not a Fourth Amendment issue. But it's important, I think, that the public understand what NSA does, how they protect our country, and that they're not listening to anyone unless there's a court order. They're not listening to Americans unless there's a court order. And again, the metadata program started after 9/11. We were not able to determine that there were terrorists in the United States that were planning to attack, as they did, to attack us during the attacks of 9/11. And as a result of having the metadata, we now are able to make a determination whether Al-Qaeda or other terrorists are in the United States. Now, we are going to be dealing with issues in Congress as far as debating the issue of privacy. It's important that I think that we let the public know more about what our intelligence community does. As long as we don't give our enemies what we call sources and methods so that they will be able to avoid us and have other successful attacks.
In his statement today in his decision, Judge Pauley said that this is ultimately a question of reasonableness under the Fourth Amendment and represents the U.S. government's counterpunch to eliminate Al-Qaeda and its terrorist network. And he did go on to say that if the government had this phone data collection program before 9/11, it would have helped. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. It would have helped because we did not know, because we didn't have this program in place, this metadata program, that the terrorists who were plotting to kill Americans in the United States were actually in the United States. And again, the Supreme Court has upheld in Smith versus Maryland, and that is the law today, that metadata is not a violation of your constitutional rights. The metadata program doesn't have anyone's name. It doesn't have anybody's address. It has a phone number and a length of duration of a call. I like to explain this to the public because some of this gets pretty technical, that it's like finding a needle in a haystack and the terrorist being the needle. And if you want to find a needle in a haystack, you have to have the haystack and the ability to go in and find out where these terrorists are. The NSA has jurisdiction outside of the United States. If they come into the United States and they then turn that over to the FBI, and if the FBI feels that there's someone in the United States getting ready to attack us, a terrorist attack, and an American might be involved, they have to go to the court and get a court order to be able to listen to the United States. There haven't been any incidents or violation of the law since this program has been in place. I understand that looking from the outside in, that people might be concerned that NSA is infringing upon their rights, and they are not. They're not at all. And that's why I think we in Congress have to continue to debate this issue and educate the public to know that the whole purpose for NSA is to protect us from terrorist attacks in the United States and other parts of the world.
I think it's very confusing to a lot of people, and this, of course, will still be played out in the courts, right?
Well, it's important. I think now that you have 18 opinions that have upheld this metadata program, and you have the one judge who just ruled last week that it was not constitutional, even though there's no search and seizure involved and there's no content. I think it's important, hopefully, that it'll go to the appellate courts and go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court can look at this issue again, because it's important, again, that we have the tools and the resources and to give that to our intelligence community to protect us from terrorist attacks. But we as Americans do not want to in any way violate someone's constitutional rights or privacy. And that's why it's important that we do more to educate the public and maybe declassify some more information so the public can learn a little bit more about what the NSA or the intelligence community is doing to protect us from attacks throughout the world. Al-Qaeda is dangerous. They want to kill us. They want to kill Americans. They want to kill our allies. And we have to do what we can do legally to protect our citizens in the United States.